Welcome back. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game. Moving along on this Wednesday. I can't wait for our next guest, somebody that Rich knows very well. He's a meteorologist. You see him on the Weather Channel. He's a local product. It's Jim Cantore. How you doing, Jim?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Thanks a lot for joining us, man. Right off the bat, we're saving the three campuses. It looks like it's going to remain open. You're, of course, a product from Linden State. Of course, Northern Vermont University, Linden, or whatever you want to call it. So, good news there, right, Jim?
Well, you ask Rich. It'll always be Linden State College to us. Northern Vermont, which, you know, honestly, guys, I think Northern Vermont University is a great idea. Northern Vermont University at Linden. Johnson. I mean, great. I think that's great marketing. Why not?
Jim, this is a loaded question. What do you remember from your time at Linden? I mean, I think you were the weather guy and I was the news guy on 30 at 4:30. Do you remember that show?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. Okay, so the worst memories and the best memories, I'll give it to you. The worst one, of course, was the Challenger disaster.
Oh, yeah.
That happened just about the time we were going to go on the air. And I'll never forget that. It was the noon show, and it happened right there. We're all just standing there, not really knowing exactly what went on, trying to understand it all. So the rest is history, as they say. The best time, of course, was, I don't know if you remember this, Rich, but we had a night where it snowed about 6 inches or so, just fresh snow, and then the skies just opened up to this incredible green, twinkling aurora borealis off the fresh snow, and it was just incredible. It was magical.
Hard to believe after 7 years of Linden to graduate, I wouldn't remember a particular night. But that was the thing about Linden, that campus.
Did you actually graduate yet?
I did. 86.
Oh, okay.
86, buddy.
Fantastic. Yeah, so you were right there with me.
Jim, and you grew up in White River Junction. You weren't born in Vermont, but you grew up in White River Junction. So what is the...
I did. I was a Hartford Hurricane, of all things. Imagine that, guys.
So what does the state of Vermont mean to you as a whole?
I mean, I love Vermont. It's a beautiful state. I love coming back. My brother, has the Country Cafe there in White River Junction. He's got Cantori's Pizza over in West Lebanon. So he's kind of, that's where his daughters grew up. They are in St. Johnsbury. It's just wonderful to come back. It was nice to see my parents. Every time I did a snowstorm in New England, I would take a drive up, from Boston or Hartford or wherever I was located, and it was just great to pop in and see mom and dad. So, those were the good old days, guys.
Jim Cantore joining us here on the huddle. It's Hometown Hump Days. A Linden State product meteorologist at the Weather Channel. He's all over every big meteorological event. It's here with us, 101.3 The Game, 101.3thegame.com. You were called the rock star of meteorology. How did we get to this point, Jim?
Wow.
I had no idea. But, here's the other thing, too, and I said this in an interview I did with CAX. I don't think everybody realizes how many meteorologists both behind the scenes and in front of the camera actually, originated at Linden. I mean, there's a huge crop up there. And, when I just stop for a second, I'm like, God, think of the lives these guys have saved. Both men and women that are in the field right now. I'm thinking to myself, wow, that's a statement. And I used to go up there and teach, just kind of give these kids some pointers every weekend, the second weekend in November. And they just got to be so good. I'm like, why am I even coming up here anymore? I mean, these kids are so good nowadays. It's incredible. And the job placement, right, from the, what we used to call the Link Project, New 7, which has won all these awards, was like 97, 98%. So just incredible job placement coming out of that school. So, and there's a lot to be said for that.
Jim, you've done so much, and I even hate to ask, but you probably talk about it a lot. Anything more memorable than going down to the College of Charleston when you were doing a report and some kid comes charging at you and you need him in the groin?
Jeez. I actually, it's interesting because the whole reason for that is because I went, I think it was like a year before, I was at the University of Nebraska. I was in Cornhusker territory over there in Lincoln, and some kid in a horse head came up behind me and kind of was kind of hanging on my back, and I'm doing the weather and I'm kind of nicely wrestling him off. And as soon as we finished, I just blew up. I'm just like, that is never going to happen again. Never going to happen again. So, you know, I kind of had the radar always on, just kind of waiting for it, and that just happened to be the moment that that happened.
You may be the rock star of meteorology, but people don't like it when you show up because that means all hell's about to break loose or already has, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly, you know, went out a lot more back in the day of non-coronavirus, but yeah, I mean, usually I like to get in a position of some of the worst stuff because I think, you know, my team and I are ready for it. But, you know, we kind of hunker everybody down around the worst stuff so we can constantly broadcast round the clock, especially with a landfalling hurricane, and now with what we call live view, which is, you know, we basically broadcast over the internet, you know, with HD quality audio and video, as opposed to a satellite truck. You don't have to take, back in the day, you had to take the satellite dish down, so you couldn't really broadcast during the height of the storm. But now, we, you know, as long as the cell towers remain, we can pretty much go through the whole thing, which is good and bad. It's good because we can show everybody what's going on. It's bad because we get the crap kicked out of us for like 4 hours.
You know, you said when we think about you being someplace, we generally think of something bad. You were at Hurricane Katrina. But is there anything that you've been at that you look at and say, damn, that was really cool that I got to be a part of that?
Oh, my God. All the blizzards, all the thunder snow episodes, like in Plymouth, I mean, that was epic. Because I actually left Boston. I remember when Boston got 110 inches? Back in, was it 2014, 2015, that winter? I'm sure you guys remember your meteorology well. You remember all those stats. I know you guys. No, anyway, so I was there in Boston literally every week, maybe a couple of times a week for snow, and they asked me to go down to Plymouth for this pending storm on February 15th. And I'm like, well, guys, I'm kind of comfortable up here at the wharf. You know, we get to eat well and, you know, have wine for lunch. And what it's kind of a nice little setup I got up here. Well, Jim, we think the winds are going to be a little bit stronger down in Plymouth. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. I think everybody at 4 o'clock in the morning is going to be able to tell the difference between 50 miles an hour and 55. You're absolutely right. So I just said, you know, I said to my producer, Steve, what the heck? Let's go. Let's go. We got a little adventure. We'll get down here for a while. So we went down there. And anyway, so the next morning, 5 o'clock, 5:03, 8, whatever it was, I see Reynolds Wolf, who took my place in Boston, get a thundersnow. He got the lightning and then the thunder. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So I freaked out because to kind of get it, I mean, to be in the right place at the right time is really hard. Okay. It's not like one of those things you plan. So all of a sudden in Plymouth, like I was so demoralized when I saw Reynolds get it. I put my face down in the snow. I literally had my face down in the snow for like 5 minutes. I was just crushed. I was at the lowest of lows, guys. And anyway, 10 minutes later or so, I get the flash and the boom. And I just went nuts. So that I actually think that's what primed me for such a, hyper reaction. I mean, I just went nuts when it happened because it was like, I got it. And then it happened again. And then it happened 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, 6 times right there in Plymouth. And we caught it all on the air. So it was just, one of those days in broadcasting, they say.
I went to Oswego State in New York.
Oh, yeah, lake effect.
Yeah,
oh,
so man, I saw crazy lake effect. I've seen the phenomenon of thunder snow. It's wild. Is that the wildest weather phenomenon there is?
I mean, it's I don't know if it's the wildest, but I think it's one of those things where if you don't get struck by lightning, it's probably one of the coolest, you know, to be a part of. Because, I mean, think about it. It's a thunderstorm that we think of in a summer or spring situation versus now getting it in the middle of winter. So it's pretty cool to get that kind of a dynamic going on. And, of course, it's usually associated with just, like, puking snowfall rates. It's just hammering snow when that usually happens. So, you know, you put all that together and nobody gets hurt and it's a good time.
Jim, you're on the air and you're thinking to yourself, I may die here. I fear for my life. This is kind of dangerous right now. I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, yeah. Couple of times. I mean, you know, guys, I mean, it's the mission. We got to do the mission. We got to get it done. So we certainly strategically put ourselves in a position where that doesn't happen unless we do something really stupid. So, you know, there's a lot of logistics that go into where we are and where we have a place to fall back on. Of course, Katrina was a different story. I mean, you can't really plan for 30 feet of storm surge. So that was kind of interesting. But either way, it's always worked out. I mean, my crew comes first, and the TV comes second, frankly.
What about tornado chasing? I'll never forget, I was living on the Whitelaw dorm, fourth floor, with 11 meteorology majors in 1983, I think it was.
Time of your life, kid. Time of your life.
It was me and 11 Met Herbs, as you guys recalled back then.
That's right.
And all of a sudden, Friday comes, and I think it was in southern Connecticut, there was a tornado warning, and the entire place just cleared out. I was all alone for the entire weekend. I mean, do you still get that excitement when tornadoes start showing up?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a mixed blessing because you love the dynamics coming together and you like seeing all that, and they're great. Big tornadoes out over in the middle of nowhere that don't bother anyone are the highest of highs, without question. But when they come through towns and they take people's lives, I mean, guys, I was in Tuscaloosa for the April 2011 outbreak that they had there with the big EF4s. The one that went right near the University of Alabama. Mm. I mean, that was just unbelievable. I mean, you're just in shock. People are in shock. They're walking out of their homes. You know, they don't know what just hit them. It's the worst thing in the world. And then, you know, day two comes along. There's still search and rescue going on. Day three, the humanitarian effort starts to trickle in. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I've seen enough hurricanes and tornadoes in my lifetime. Mm. I really have.
Jim, I'm going to go with a lighthearted question after that one, because I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you.
Now, yeah, thanks, Rich.
you've covered the Olympics, you've covered the NFL, you've been at golf tournaments. Are you a big sports fan inherently?
Yeah, I am, actually. Yeah, I love sports, and I love the fact that weather can be the great equalizer in sports, as we like to call it. So the fact that we were owned for a while there by NBC, I got to work with NBC Sports, and that was just the coolest thing, the Kentucky Derby. Oh, my gosh, guys, great story here. So I'm at the Derby, and it's pouring rain, and they're just about to, you know, put the horses in, to do the run for the roses. And I see the clearing coming. So I'm like, guys, you got to put me on. It's going to break. So they literally are getting ready to come to me, and my microphone dies. The battery dies. I mean, that was probably my worst moment in television. I mean, that's my moment. And, of course, this is NBC. This is the Derby. Everybody's watching. And it was brutal.
I was going to ask you about if you had any other worst moments. Like, I'm always fascinated by whether people who point at the screen. And, like, have you ever, like, pointed at Boston and said it's Seattle, something like that?
Well, if I did, I didn't remember doing it. So there's that. No, I can't say that it's been that bad. One time my mic died, I think, or I didn't have, oh no, my IFB died. So I still had a hot mic, and I, of course, was exhausted. So I said a couple of expletives to, I guess, discuss my displeasure in the fact that my comms went down. And I didn't realize I had a hot mic at that point. Mm. So that didn't go over too well either. But, we do the best we can, guys.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's for sure. Sounds like most broadcasts at 92 FM back in the day.
Yeah, let's go to the news. And, of course, the news person doesn't show up. Like, huh? What? Oh, okay. Well, I guess we'll just keep playing music. There was that.
Jim Cantore, meteorologist. You see him on the Weather Channel. And, of course, proud Linden State product. Best friend with Rich Haskell,
so
of course.
Yeah, me too.
So happy about that.
Woohoo!
That would have been a disaster, guys.
Yep.
Especially, Rich, you know, for the Northeast Kingdom especially. There's just such a ripple effect. I mean, to be a student impacted by that, a staff member, faculty, you know, you have entire towns that count on the colleges for their income, for their businesses. And it's not like, you know, when these people lose their jobs, they can just go down to Walmart or Home Depot. I mean, Vermont is a very, they keep it on the down low. Unless you got money or you have a craft or you have some kind of business that you've got established, you're not going to just, you're going to have to potentially move out of state with a situation like that to get another job.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a huge ripple effect that goes into effect there. And I just think that they can come up with a much better solution. And obviously they do too, which is why they, you know, postpone this this situation indefinitely. So that's awesome.
Jim Cantore, everybody. Jim, thanks a lot so much. Really appreciate your time. We know you're busy, but love having you on. We'll have to do it again.
Thanks for bringing me down memory lane, guys. It's always a good time. And I, the best news about this interview is the fact that I found out that Rich finally graduated. I didn't think that was ever. So that's huge.
Miracles do happen.
Yeah, they do.